Okay, guys, we're going to, remember I told you, the last few chapters, the last section of Judges, really dealt with two very, very unusual stories. One story kind of reflected on the idolatry of Israel during this time. And we saw that with the Levite, who turned out to be a grandson of Moses, being a priest to Micah, and then ultimately being now a priest to a shrine to the tribe of Dan. Now we're going to come to the last story, the last narrative in the book of Judges. We find it in chapter 19 through chapter 21. And it is the story of the Levite concubine. Now, as we go through this, again, this is just wild, but this is reflective of the time in which the judges ruled. And it'll blow your mind. So let me just remind you what a concubine is. Sometimes you will hear a preacher say that a concubine is a legalized prostitute. Okay? That is a very incorrect statement. That is not what it means. Okay? A concubine is a wife. So a guy can have a wife and he can have a concubine. And in their culture, they were allowed to have multiple wives, okay? Polygamy existed in Israel at that time. But there were different degrees of wives. So you could have a wife, and she would be your, quote, legitimate wife, meaning that her children would be your legitimate heirs. All right? Meaning that her children would be the legitimate heirs. Then you have what is a concubine, and that's still a wife, but it's not up to the status of, quote, the legitimate wife. And any children from that union did not have a claim to the inheritance. Now, as everybody understands, when we talk about inheritance, we're talking about the portion that they were given when they took the land, okay? They could not receive that portion, okay? Could not receive that portion. And so that is what a concubine is in Israel. And we're going to see that there is a guy who is a Levite who has a concubine. Now, there is there's a lot of verses here. We're kind of going to maybe touch on a few as we go along, but we're not going to read this because of the section, but we're kind of going to go through it. So first of all, Chapter 19 introduces us to the Levite and the concubine and the story with regards to them, okay? So let's talk about that. So first of all, a Levite from Ephraim took a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. A Levite from Ephraim, so from the area of Ephraim, the half-tribe of Ephraim, there was a Levite up there. What's the Levite doing there? Well, remember, the Levites didn't own property. They only had cities, but they were to dwell among God's people to direct them towards God and also to serve at the tabernacle. He decides to take a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. All right? So he decides to take a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. Now, you're going to see that there's some problems. There's some relationship issues going on here. What do you mean? The concubine was unfaithful to the Levite and fled to her father's house in Bethlehem. Wow, what a soap opera already. So here he takes a concubine from Bethlehem. He takes her back up to Ephraim. While she's there, she, it says, plays the harlot. It means she's unfaithful. She's unfaithful to him. Probably there was a confrontation because of that, so she heads back to Bethlehem, back to her father's household. Okay? Back to her father's household. The Levite went with a servant to bring her back from her father's house. So this Levite has a servant. All right, so let's stop for a moment. What does that tell you about the Levite? Yeah, he's obviously got something. Okay? Because he's able to have what? A servant. Okay? He's able to have a servant. So, and it says he loaded up his donkey. Again, Yeah, seriously, he's got some finances, right? Okay? He's got some finances. So he's heading to Bethlehem to get his concubine, okay, from her father's house. So the concubine detained the Levite for several days with hospitality. Now, this is how their culture worked, okay? They didn't have the kind of culture that we have. You and I have, we live in a fast-paced culture here, don't we? We've got on our smartphones, like I have on my smartphone, a reminder list that dings at certain times to tell me, do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? And we've got our appointments that are, we're like, and we've got a time schedule. We're always rushing to go somewhere, right? Isn't that what we live? Okay. That's not true there. It's an agrarian culture. Things are pretty laid back. Let me tell you how laid back they were. Let's say I'm from Ephraim. Rob lives in Bethlehem. I go to visit Rob, okay? Do some business with Rob. Rob, in the custom of hospitality, invites me to stay tonight, feeds me, treats me like a king. The next day I said, okay, Rob's been good to see you, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Rob says, no, George, stay another day with me. We'll eat more. We'll eat more, George. Come, let's enjoy some wine together and make festivities and talk about what the Lord is doing. And I stay another day. Second day now. I'll see you, Rob. I got to head back to Ephraim. No, George, wait a minute. There's no rush. You stay another day with me. Come on, we haven't talked about the Torah very much. We haven't talked about the Bethlehem Raiders and how they're doing in football, right? You know what I'm saying? So, it's soccer there. But I mean, so, we would, and it goes on, literally, it goes on. This is the custom. This is what they would do till 5 days go by. Finally, the guy says, I gotta go, Rob. See ya. And Rob, stay another day. No, I gotta go. And he